Hardline conservatives have had such a stranglehold on the Oregon Republican Party that for years most of its moderate would-be office seekers have been elbowed aside. But last week, Chairman Kevin Mannix used the names of several old moderate Republican stars on the marquee of a gala fundraising dinner in Portland. Still, the evidence suggests that Mannix and his movement conservatives were merely interested in the names of the moderates, not the moderates themselves. Former State Treasurer Bill Rutherford was in the dark about the soiree until an invitation arrived in the mail with his name featured on the cover, along with those of other progressive vote-getters of the past. When Rutherford opened the invitation, he was informed that he could buy a seat at the event bearing his name for $250. Geez, they stole the guy's name and wanted his money too. Rutherford, who was a bright, rising GOP star in the late 70s and 80s, was blunt with reporters. He said he felt his name had been hijacked. Well, it won't surprise you to know that Rutherford did not attend the event, nor did he send a check to Mannix and his arch-conservative army. Former Secretary of State Clay Myers was even more pointed in having his name used to support a party that, in his words, has abandoned traditional principles of republicanism: equal rights, opposing discrimination, and advocating a balanced budget. Myers told Mannix that, quote, "Mannix himself epitomizes my disappointment in the party." This is just a guess, but I don't think Myers sent a check either. Two other popular moderates also had scheduling conflicts: former Attorney General Dave Frohnmayer and Norma Paulus, the former Secretary of State. Paulus said, "All I want to say is I'm otherwise occupied." Former U.S. Senators Mark Hatfield and Bob Packwood, two other old moderates, did attend the event, and that was interesting. Hatfield used to tell me that the biggest pain in his ankle was what is now the Mannix wing of the Republican Party. But Hatfield is the party's grand old man now, and he seems to like that. As for Bob Packwood, who was driven out of the Senate under charges that he sexually harassed women, he was just happy to attend any event that might help rehabilitate his reputation. This seems to be what passes for the Oregon Republican Party's big tent. This is Les O'Coin.